This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Well, this is a good one. So, welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Our guest today has had a life as an accountant, CPA, and he has written a new book. It's called Higher Connections, Humor and Inspiration from a Certified Public Pothead. But before we go into that, Eric Wright, you were, like all of us, pondering during COVID. And I would love for you to share with us how your experience with cannabis versus alcohol and all of that, and share a little bit about that for us, please.
Sure, and thank you for having me. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to the discussion here. So, like all of us, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we were all kind of stuck inside. I have three children and a wife. And, you know, it just got to the point where I've been drinking for 20 years, and, you know, it's caused issues with my relationship with my wife, who goes by Alexander in our book. And I decided to try something different. You know, we were just in a bad place with our relationship, and alcohol had, you know, always caused anger and resentment
with
my wife when I got drunk, as a lot of people can probably relate to. And so I had started consuming cannabis. You know, I did a little bit in high school and college, like most of us, but
I want to set the picture. So you went from not using cannabis recreationally, maybe spotty if here and there, but heavy on the drinking.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then, you know, in late 19, kind of before the pandemic, I started trying edibles out. I went to a state where it was legal, consumed some, and enjoyed it. It was just different. It was relaxing. It was calming. I felt myself just have an overall better experience with cannabis than alcohol. And, you know, so I started doing it more, especially during the pandemic when we were all going a little bit nuts. And, you know, at some point it turned into I started having these experiences and these thoughts that, you know, I just chalked up to, you know, THC and how it impacted my brain and just chemicals kind of sloshing around my brain. But, you know, eventually it got to the point where I decided to tell Alexandra, my wife, what was going on and what I was thinking. And she suggested writing it down and documenting these experiences and these thoughts. And there's a lot more to it than that, but eventually it turned into what was kind of the framework for the book, that came out a few months ago. So, you know, it certainly was not something I ever thought I would do as an accountant. I never thought I'd write a book, especially about cannabis, but here I am.
That is so cool. So tell us your feelings. And for people listening, this is such a great example of how someone that just never experimented all of a sudden found himself wanting to give up the alcohol for a while, take a break, but still needed a chill out and a little, you know, relaxation, which obviously THC and CBD can do. So tell us how the relationship and how things started to unfold when you gave up the drink.
Yes. Sorry, yeah. So in the book, my wife Alexandra, she has these little blurbs where she talks about, you know, her thoughts and feelings on kind of how this has evolved and how cannabis has helped our relationship over the past few years. And we both say, look, there's no guarantee that we're going to stay together. There's no guarantees in life. But with that said, you know, when I consume cannabis, I'm much more talkative. I'm much more relaxed. I'm funnier. And I just, you know, it's nicer and easier to be around me. And, you know, for our relationship, that was a huge benefit because we, and she talks about this, we were very close to separating. You know, we had issues in the past and they just weren't getting better. I was drinking and just it caused anger and resentment, like I said. So, you know, we got to the point where we were starting the process of a separation and, you know, the consumption of cannabis kind of changed all that for the better. It just, like I said, makes me calmer and relaxed. I talk more and we just have really great conversations when I'm high, for better or for worse. That's what allows me to do that.
Now, does she partake with you or no?
She does, but not generally together because, you know, we have three kids, we have a dog, we have stuff we have to do. And, you know, so it's usually one or the other. She uses a vape pen and, you know, when she consumes, she's out like a light. I mean, 10 minutes after she consumes a vape pen,
okay.
She's passed out or just.
So logistically, it's not a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of us has to be around, but she loves
a responsible parent. Yes.
You know, she's the one that, you know, has all the responsibilities, like you just said, and kind of has a thousand things going in her brain. And when she smokes, it turns all that off, and she gets to just...
Now, I suspect that... Right. Eric is your pen name, correct?
Correct, yes.
What would happen if people knew your real name, Eric? I mean, what if this story...
Great question. Yeah.
Got out, okay. And your clients at your firm and... People started to, I mean, because the stigma is still so intense. It's still, people still are not understanding how this plant can change your life, how it can help with pain, how it can help with sleep, how it can be topically used. I mean, there's still so much stigma around this plant.
Correct. And that's why for now I'm choosing to remain anonymous. I think if it gets to the point where this does well and it is successful and people want to know who I am, I write about that in the book. You know, it could be the biggest reveal ever. But I think for now I am staying anonymous because I don't know. I don't know how my clients and my coworkers would react to this. But look, I think the message in the book is positive. It's not that I am suggesting that everyone needs to try this. What I do in the book is kind of lay out our experiences and kind of what they've meant for us. And if people are interested in trying it out for themselves, I lay out in the book how to do that. And we also have a podcast called Higher Connections where we kind of expand on some of the concepts in the book. And we have talked about how other couples or people that consume cannabis can try it out and see if it works for them. And if not, that's okay. May not work for everyone, but, you know, we're trying to spread the message, and that's why we want to join this show with you today.
So the book is called Higher Connections, if you're just joining us. And, Eric, my question to you, did you give up alcohol?
Yes.
You did. So are you going to AA, or are you, if I could be so personal and ask if you're managing that with a support system?
No. It wasn't at the point where I was addicted to alcohol, but I just made the choice that I feel better about myself. My relationship is better with cannabis versus alcohol. And quite honestly, I did 20 plus years of drinking. I'm good. I don't miss it. I don't miss the hangovers. I don't miss, you know, the crying and the anger that came out of that. What I have now is great conversations, laughter, and a better connection with my wife and my family. And, you know, for now, I'm going to take that and run with it. And if I ever have the desire to do alcohol again, maybe, but not at the moment, no.
Yeah. Okay. So you're alcohol free at the moment, and that seems to be working. And when you are, the entire dynamic with you and Alexandra have changed because of that.
Yeah.
You say saved your marriage.
Yeah, it really did. And the key point of why I call it a connection is because I can almost get into her brain and I have these kind of real time, what we've started calling downloads of her thoughts and her feelings where I realize when I think something when I'm
so
high,
fascinating.
High,
yeah. Yeah.
It's not me, it's her. And, you know, there was a time we were just like, it's just a coincidence, right? We both said the same thing or thought the same thing at the same time, but it happened so many times when I was high that didn't happen when I was sober that we're like, something's going on here. And that's kind of what I get into in the book is, here's our experiences. You can judge as a reader for yourself if you think they're a coincidence or not. Here's what I think might be what I'm downloading or connecting to, and here's what I think is happening. And again, they're all theories. I cannot prove any of this, but I do think at some point we will be able to prove that the brain can connect, or humans can connect to each other, because there's just so much about the brain that we don't understand right now. And, you know, the sixth sense or the third eye concept is something that's been around for a while, but that's what the book's
absolutely
about. It's been very cool.
It's so cool talking with you. I'm so thrilled you're with us. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment, but Eric has a website, and you can find out more about the website and Eric. It's called Higher Connections. The book is called Higher Connections. And what's the website, Eric?
It's higherconnectionsnow.com. On the website, we have the book, a little bit about ourselves, and then our podcast is available there as well, called Higher Connections.
Wonderful. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyd.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and we're having a real life conversation. His real name is not Eric Wright. It's a pen name. The book is called Higher Connections, Humor and Inspiration from a Certified Public Pothead. But you're really not a pothead. I mean, we need to really, you don't wake up in the morning and smoke until you go to bed at night. That's not the story. That's just a play on words.
No, I have a full-time career. I have responsibilities as a dad.
Full-time career. You have a firm. You're a real member of society, in that you go to your job, and you're a daddy, you're a husband. And correct. But when did you realize that drinking was a problem for you in your life? I'm just curious.
You know, Alexander and I have had a long relationship. No relationship is perfect. Ours certainly less than perfect. But I just realized that drinking, as Homer Simpson says, is really the cause, and not maybe the solution to all of life's problems, but it was certainly causing more issues for me and my
so fascinating.
It was solving.
Yeah. I find it so fascinating that you're aware that the drinking caused you to almost separate, and that awareness of how you needed to change your life was pretty profound as well.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just the drinking. There were other issues, but certainly the drinking did not help. Let's put it that way.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, that's kind of where I live, the cannabis, for better or for worse.
Tell us a little bit about the conversations that you and Alexandra have today, because I think that's the part that's so interesting.
You know, they're really, really interesting conversations. I mean, they can be silly. They can be serious. A lot of times they'll just go in depth. What usually happens when I'm high is, you know, I'll have some deep kind of thought about something in life or the afterlife, and we'll just start talking about it. And we go into a lot of her history, you know, from her life and kind of why she thinks the way she does. Again, it comes back to, like, I know, or I can sense how she's thinking in certain situations, just real life situations, everyday situations. And so when I have that thought, I ask her, you know, are you feeling this? She says yes. And then we go into some sort of history of why she feels that way. And it usually goes back to her childhood or kind of how she developed as a person. But, you know, those types of conversations, I don't know who out there is having them, but we certainly never did. And they really turn into great conversations because, again, it feels like I can get to know her and why she thinks the way she thinks much better than I ever could.
So it's almost given you a new...
What causes that? I have no idea. But
it's almost as though it's given you a whole new relationship with your wife.
Oh, absolutely has. And if she was on, we've done some other interviews, and she said the same thing. It's really, and even in the book, she said it kind of saved us, which I think is, if nothing else comes out of this book, I think that's one extremely
to save
concept.
A marriage is huge. Yeah, of course. For the sake of the three kids, if anything, you know, that's awesome.
Right.
What would you like people to know about the plant? And the stigmas behind it, and what would you like to share today?
That's a great question. I think there are a few things. One, you know, the plant became illegal back in the early 20th century for really no reason. There was, you know, this kind of hatred towards Mexicans when they came over and brought the plant with them in the early 20th century, and it became illegal because there was this stigma that it caused, you know, people to act funny, and there was a lot of racial bias. And so it ended up illegal in the same class as heroin, you know, and cocaine for really no reason, and it kind of still has that stigma today. But, you know, in the chapter in the book, I compare marijuana or cannabis to other things that we all consume daily, whether it's alcohol, cigarettes, sugar, you know, red meat, all these other things, including caffeine. I go into this blurb about caffeine and how for many, many decades, there were studies that came out that caffeine was good for you, it was bad for you, it's really bad for you, and people just kept consuming it with really no concerns. I think cannabis is in that same category, and I think if it becomes federally legal, there can be more research into the effects on our bodies, on our brains, as far as the potential benefits. We all know it does have some benefits with pain and other conditions, which I list out in my book, but I think there's more to be done, and I really, really hope people open their minds a bit to what this plant can do for us if it does.
Oh, absolutely. I think that very well said, Eric, very well said. When did you realize that this plant could be the answer? How soon after the pandemic did you realize, wait a minute now, if I'm, do you think, answer that one first, and then I have another question. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was probably, I'd say, 4 or 5 months in. I had taken a bit more than I usually do, probably about 60 milligrams or so, and I had an experience with Alexandria where we were outside, and I had what I call an out-of-body experience, where I had a ton of negative energy and negative emotions leave my body. I was, you know, crying in front of her. I was telling her how sorry I was for a variety of things. And, you know, initially she was scared. She didn't know what was going on. But,
yeah,
you know, I felt so much better. I felt like a different person after that happened. And what we realized many months later is I think what was happening is, you know, I was having negative energy leave me, and that kind of caused the sensation of floating above my body. And I remembered vividly that I was floating above my body, and I wasn't scared, though. It was just like, what is happening? Is this good? Is this bad?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was just negative stuff coming out of me when I was very high. And, you know, that kind of started this whole process of saying, all right, something's going on. Let's document it.
So do you feel that it's allowing you to stop, be grateful for the moment, and just examine everything differently?
Yeah. I mean, I had my brother on a podcast very recently. He's more into the scientific side of things. He works for a supplement company. But basically what he was saying is, you know, many, many years ago, humans all had this ability to kind of have this sixth sense, almost like a dog. You know, our pets or other pets can sense things. We at one point had that ability, but with just everything in our daily lives, we've lost that ability, and we don't have that time to just kind of look in ourselves and take the time to examine our thoughts and a lot of details. And I think THC, what I call the elevator music, you know, it turns that off for me. It's just anything that's in the back of your head, whether it's stress, finances, relationship issues, it turns all that off and just lets you be yourself and lets you be free and clear to kind of examine your thoughts. And that's what it does to me.
I love this story. Yeah, this is so great, Eric. I so appreciate your sharing such deep, profound feelings and the fact that, you know, that you're going public with your book. And I think it will be an inspiration for many other people. So tell us how they can get the book and a little bit more about your website.
Sure. Yeah, the book's on Amazon. Unfortunately, I cannot advertise through Amazon because of the cannabis content, but it's on Amazon. It's on my website, higherconnectionsnow.com. You know, again, we do the podcast because a lot of these issues like third eyes and souls and simulation theory, they're very difficult to write about. They were very difficult to write about.
Absolutely, yeah.
On the podcast.
Well, we appreciate your stopping by. Yeah, thanks so much for coming on Cannabis Talk. So appreciate it, really.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Appreciate it.
And keep us posted. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you.
back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I had such a great time in Vegas at MJ, the MJ conference, and one of the great entrepreneurs. You know, it took my going to Vegas to meet someone who's in my neighborhood locally, and he is an entrepreneur. An extraordinary young man. He's founder and CEO of Low Key Dispensary, Low Key Cultivation in Boston Trust Realty Group Commercial, LLC, founding member of Community Empowering Group Kings Amongst Kings. Jeff Simelian has been focusing on three things throughout his professional career: commercial and residential real estate, cannabis equity, and elevating the communities he's a part of by providing opportunities, revenue, and attention to underrepresented individuals. And Jeff, we got a chance to hang together in Vegas, and it was really a pleasure and an honor to meet you.
Hey, how's it going? Pleasure.
It's
pleasure.
Good.
I appreciate you. It was a pleasure meeting you and hanging out with you as well in Vegas. I wasn't expecting to run into you, but we had such a great time hanging out, going to different parties and networking.
Yeah, we did. We really did. That's the amazing thing about this industry, is putting people together that you would never, ever expect to be put together. And I have to ask you, Jeff, you have been an entrepreneur. What is it that drives you? Why have you not settled? And
honestly,
you decided, yes.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but go ahead. You can finish your question.
No, I just, explain to us where the drive comes for you to be so successful and to want to spread that wealth and to do what you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great question, and I appreciate you asking that question. And honestly, this is going to take me back, you know, in the very, very beginning. I'm Haitian. I'm Haitian American. I was born in Haiti, and I came to the States when I was about 11. The year that I was turning 11 in January, and I think I was about 10 that year. My father had told me one thing, that nobody owes you anything. So whatever it is that you want, that you need, you pretty much have to go out there and earn it. So I've pretty much have that with me since the age of 11. My first job was with the Boston Youth Cleaning Crew. I think I was about 12 years old. They had came to my middle school at the time, and, you know, say, hey, we need to volunteer for the summer. And I think they were paying about $16 an hour at the time. And, you know, I think I was about maybe 11 years old that summer, or 12 or something like that. And I was just so excited to be out there working and getting paid, I think, like I said, $16 an hour. So, again, I think that drive has been since then, you know, with my father saying that, in me making money at a very young age, and I was able to buy my own sneakers and buy my own clothes, you know, for school year the following year. And, you know, that just pretty much just put a drive into me that, you know what, if I need something, I could get it. I need to earn it. And then there's always opportunities out there for you to do it. So that's pretty much, you know, what's been the driving force behind it.
So I want to go back to Low Key, your new dispensary that you've been working on. And people think, this is a perfect example. People think, oh, yeah, Jeff is part of the new cannabis movement in a neighborhood that he grew up in. He's going back into that community. How many years has it taken you? And you're not even open yet. Your doors are almost open, but not quite. How many years has it taken you to get where you are?
I mean, honestly, I've learned about, you know, cannabis being legal and coming into Massachusetts and to Boston, honestly, since 2017, right? And, you know, I put in my application early 2018. So I've been in the process since then, you know, been learning since 2017, and, you know, understand how to navigate through the process since then. And honestly, like I said, since the day that I spent money on application fees and attorneys and consultant, and that's been since 2018. And, you know, that's 4 years now, and then we are going into 2023, and hopefully that'll be open by then. So, you know, about 5 years. So if I believe, like I said, I think my first application that I submitted was about May 2018. So if we're not open in by May 2023, so it'll be, you know, exactly 5 years.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And with all of the taxing and all of the things, you really stress, though, the power and the importance of real estate, and especially in the cannabis industry. Tell me a little bit about that philosophy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, as we all know, in real estate is the wealth building. You know, in America, that's pretty much the only thing that goes up. It doesn't really come back down, in a sense. That's how you create generation wealth. That's how you pass legacy, you know, down to your family. You know, whether it's a residential property, it's the same thing with commercial as well. Where, for instance, you know, just a quick, a quick breakdown, right? So let's just say, you know, you didn't understand commercial. I mean, you didn't understand the cannabis industry. You came in and, you know, business is not working out, or it's not going the way that you expected, but you decide to sell the business. You could sell the business, right? But you remain the property owner, the building owner, and that building continue paying you rent until, you know, forever. You know what I mean? So that's one of the biggest way. Again, a lot of people are not familiar with that aspect on commercial real estate, because, you know, not too many people, you know, been previewed to learning how commercial real estate works, where, you know, that business could sign a 20-year lease, a 10-year lease, and they all legally have the rights to be there for 10, 15 years. And then you, as a building owner, you just receiving, you know, residual income from that business on a monthly basis, you know, for the length of that time. One way that it plays dividends, and that's the major way it plays dividends, because you are receiving, you know, a residual income from that property, and then the value is also going up. So later on, you could also sell that property for way more than you actually purchased it. So again, that's the difference. That's why it's so important, because you actually own the property. You're actually receiving rent from the property, and then it's going up on value. You have equity that you could also pull out equity from the building. So there's a lot of different benefits that it provides. And compared to when you are a tenant, you are leasing from somebody, you're at their mercy. You know, you have no control, you have no rights, you don't get those benefits, you're not able to refinance and pull money out from your building, you're not able to leverage the equity from your building. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, you know, as a business owner, any business owner, it's not necessarily cannabis, any business that, you know, you're going into to really focus and try to have control of the real estate, because of the so many benefits that comes with having control and ownership.
I just think it's amazing, Jeff, that you've been able to do this. And tell us about the first location that you have, because it's very impressive. It's really an impressive location.
Absolutely. Yes, the first location that is directly, it's right in Carmen Square. That was a location that, as a real estate broker, that we had under agreement with the Dunkin' Donuts to go into that neighborhood. I had recently did a Dunkin' Donut deal in Mattapan, and they wanted to expand into Dorchester because there's a courthouse not too far from there, and they wanted to have that presence. So we had the property under agreement for about a year or so, while Dunkin' is doing their due diligence to make sure that, you know, that location passed corporate guidelines. So by the time that, you know, Dunkin' came back and said, oh, that place is not suitable, that ended up being 2018. So for the entire, or most of the part of 2017, you know, that property was under agreement. I wasn't even thinking about, oh, this could be a retail location. I wasn't even thinking about it. And by the time that I learned everything that I needed to learn and understand, okay, where I need to be positioned and so on and so forth, and Dunkin's ended up, you know, backing away from that property, and then boom, ended up being, you know, property that we ended up acquiring to do our first store, which is in my neighborhood. And the reason that I had that I was interested in having that location at first was, I mean, having Dunkin' Donuts in that neighborhood because that's the neighborhood that I grew up in. And I wanted to see some changes, and I wanted Dunks to come in and, you know,
so,
provide.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, let's take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about your employee benefits and why you're giving back on so many levels and your philosophy. Just fabulous. So give us the website as we go to break with Low Key.
Yes, our website is lowkeydispensary.com, all one word. We are also on social media, Instagram, and also LinkedIn as well.
A great story, really great story, giving back to community, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. Jeff Simeon is with us today, and Jeff is an entrepreneur, someone who has been working in the community, truly believes in giving people an opportunity. He's known as a leader in the black community in Boston. He founded the nonprofit Kings Amongst Kings to help black men learn from, support, and inspire one another. Former college football player, semi-pro player with the Boston Bandits. He sponsored Athletes Without Borders. He's traveled to volunteer to teach kids in Costa Rica how to play football. And he has put together a leadership team, but you are so really and truly committed to giving everyone that works for you an opportunity. And it's taken years to get low-key dispensaries up and running, and you're in the process, but you still have a full staff on board right now. Explain that to us and a little bit about the philosophy.
I mean commercial real estate, and my background and my knowledge is, you know, it's pretty much around real estate, and I know that, you know, that's pretty much how you build generational wealth. So my goal in somebody come in, and you know, I don't expect people to come in and want to work with us forever, but I would love it and appreciate it. But it's also at the same time, but I just want to give people the opportunity to create their own freedom and opportunities, right? So if somebody could come in and, you know, and want to acquire real estate, and we'll encourage them to learn and understand real estate, right? And then if they ever want to invest and acquire real estate, we'll help them. We have a program to teach them real estate, hold their hands through the process, and also at the end, low-key would fund their closing costs, right, and also teach them how to maintain the property. The big, you know, it's easy. It's not to say it's easy, but, you know, the easiest thing is to acquire the property. Maintaining it is the challenge, right? Dealing with tenants, dealing with monthly payment, insurance, maintenance, so on and so forth. That's the hardest thing. So we also want to educate people on how to maintain their property and how to go about it the proper way, to lease it up, to, you know, put profit, you know, tenants in their property. So biggest thing, again, one of the things that I've seen that's causing gentrification is because people are selling properties, and, you know, the dilapidated properties that haven't been taken care of. And a lot of times because lack of, you know, resources, understanding, and how to maintain those properties. So we just want to put people in a position to teach and educate them how to also do that.
You say your vision is to partner with communities that have been disappropriately harmed by the past prohibition of cannabis to ensure their inclusion in the legal cannabis industry. That's a really powerful statement.
Absolutely.
Why are you so committed to that?
I'm committed to it. I mean, honestly, as a young, like I said, I came into this country when I was very young, with the mindset of understanding that, like, hey, there's opportunity. There's opportunities in America. There's opportunities everywhere, right? But a lot of times you will are distracted and having to take care of, you know, life, real life issues, everyday stuff. And, you know, sometimes we don't see these opportunities. Sometimes we don't take advantage of these opportunities. Sometimes we don't even know how to take advantage of these opportunities. So I know for me, when there was a time that I was looking for help, I was looking for opportunities, and it didn't exist. I had to go elsewhere to find it, right? So all those resources. So for me, it's important that I provide and I make sure people know those opportunities exist and where they exist, and provide those opportunities. Sort of like a Robin Hood mentality, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, providing that opportunity and making it accessible to people, being the change that I wanted to see in the world. Like I said, when I was looking for the opportunities, I didn't see it for myself. So like now that I have access to some individuals and some others, wanted to make it accessible.
I love it. And I love your story. I love the fact that you are giving back to community. Give us the story of the name Low Key. How did that come about?
Oh, wow. It's interesting, the Low Key. So one of my colleagues, real estate guy that I work with, his name is also Jeff. And we bonded because his name is Jeff and our birthdays are similar. I think we were a few days apart. And then when we connected, I think he had a property over and we had a property in Somerville, I believe. Yes. So I went to see the property with him. Actually, he happened to live in that property. So he happened to live there. It was a multifamily. So he was showing me around. And then after we finished doing showing, and he invited me over for a smoke, and I said, oh yeah, sure, I'll take that. And that was early 2018 at this time. And then, I said, yeah, sure. And then he's like, wow, Jeff, out of everybody, I would never thought that, that you was a smoker. You know what I mean? Like, you real low key with it. And then it just hit me with, like, wow, that's, that's the name, like the
yeah.
Low Key.
Wow.
That fits the personality, and then that fits the brand. And at the time on my application, at the time I was thinking about going and calling the company Leveling Up, and I was like, scratch that. It's going to be Low Key. So I switched it over from Leveling Up to Low Key.
I love that name. I love that name. And it's low key. And the logo is awesome. Give us the websites and all that real quick, please.
Yes, the website is lowkeydispensary.com. Lowkey, Lowkey, dispensary, dispensary.com. And it's the same thing for our social media as well. Our Instagram is also Low Key Dispensary. LinkedIn, Low Key Dispensary. All the social media is Low Key Dispensary. I think our Twitter handle is Low Key Dispo, _.
Okay. Thank you so much. We will be touching base with you and keeping abreast of your opening and the exciting things that you're doing in the community of Boston, and how fortunate for us to have you in the community. Thank you so much, Jeff. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
You'll see that life is still worth.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.